Necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We were supposed to do this show earlier when we did the tribute to Jack LaLanne show. And due to my own inability to stay on top of emails, I kind of dropped the ball. And Ellen Cammy was supposed to be on the show to talk about Jack LaLanne from the juicing aspect. And many of you emailed me and said, why don't you pay a tribute to Jack and do a show on juicing? We're going to take that even a little bit further today and surprise you. Ellen Cammy is an author. She has three of her own radio shows. And unlike many of us who are Johnny-come-latelys to the whole nutrition, fitness, and all and medical alternative arena, she's been doing this since 1973, so we can learn a lot from her today. Welcome to the show, Ellen.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Yes, very good, very good. All right, so first of all, we're going to be talking about juicing, but that's not all we're going to be talking about. It needs to be stated that juicing is not a new concept. It's been around since the 30s, hasn't it?
It sure is, and I would really credit Jack with a lot of the early information about juicing because he studied with Norman Walker, as I did.
Right, right. Okay, and when you say study with Norman Walker, what contribution did Norman make to the whole juicing game?
Well, Norman Walker wrote a wonderful book as well, which is still available, even though he has gone to the other side now, but he lived to a very ripe old age. And he has great juicing books and juicing recipes that you can use.
You know what? I should have looked at my notes. I feel like a schmo right now. Norman Walker is the fellow who created the first juicer in 1930. And in fact, the guy lived to be 108 years old.
Exactly.
Holy
exactly.
Mackerel.
And I studied with him. And, you know, I'm sure Jack was very familiar with him as well. And this is an ongoing tradition. When people tell me, since, like you said, I've been doing this actually, truthfully, since 1964.
Come on, Ellen, you're giving your age away. In 64, you were still in high school.
Oh,
weren't you?
Yeah, but nonetheless, you know, my own children, who are 36 and 32, never had an antibiotic and never were vaccinated. So, you know that I have been very, very focused on a holistic lifestyle.
I would pay you a better tribute than saying focused. I would say that you had insights that people didn't have back then. Because let's face it, back then, who didn't vaccinate? And probably when you told your friends, they thought you were probably derelict of your duties as a mother not vaccinating.
Well, to tell you the truth, that wasn't true because what I did was purposely live in a community which I set up. In a farm where we raised all our own food and had no electricity and no running water.
So in other words, this was like the first launch of sustainable living.
And I wouldn't say it was the first. We modeled ourselves over, you know, all of this is a tradition that is handed down. So I did not initiate that idea. That was, again, something that actually was very, very well run in various situations around the world. I did go to visit them, and on those progressive models, I set up an off-the-grid community in Arizona.
Really? In Arizona, of all
That's
places?
Right.
I thought you were going to say upstate New York near Max Yazzie's farm over there.
I don't like it cold. That's why I'm in Florida right now.
Okay.
I don't do cold.
Okay.
Never.
Okay.
So that was in Arizona. My children were born there, and we had an off-the-grid community. So what was so wonderful about that is everybody, we all ate raw organic foods that we raised ourselves. So when my children were little, if they visited somebody and they were going to have cookies, it was going to be made with whole grains and organic chocolate chips, you know. So
cool.
That was all. So nobody actually had anything to say about that except supportive things.
Can I ask you what part of Arizona this was?
Yes, it is Bisbee, Arizona.
Oh, sure, I know where that is. I've been living in Phoenix for quite some time, and I go back and forth there still. And I know where Bisbee, because I feel like I drive through Bisbee either when I go to Flagstaff, maybe.
No. You would never drive through Bisbee.
What?
Bisbee is a very, very hidden community, and it is on the Mexican border.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It's the other direction.
Gotcha.
It is actually south of Tombstone, Arizona.
Holy
and
mackerel.
Somewhat near Sierra Vista, just to put you in a location zone.
Right.
So it's way up in the mountains. Although it's that far south, it is about 70 degrees every single day all year, and there's lots of water. So it's an extremely uniquely situated community.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So you've been doing this before most people even had a clue, and juicing has been part of it, obviously.
Absolutely. Juicing has always been part of it. Like I said, I did learn from Norman Walker and from many of the great teachers, such as John Christopher in herbal medicine. I am an outside herbalist where I collect my own medicine, make them into medicine, teach people how to do that, and we take people on echo tours for cures. And that's one of our websites, in fact, Echo Tours for Cures, where we live with shamans in the jungle collecting edible and medicinal plants, both in the United States and elsewhere.
Okay, what jungles outside of the United States you go to?
So we go to Jamaica, island of Jamaica.
Okay.
Costa Rica.
Okay.
And Mexico.
So are there still pristine areas in those places?
Boy, that is such an amazing question,
really?
Carl, I have to tell you, because since, as you can tell, I've been doing this a very long time, that some of those areas that I did visit 30 years ago and they were pristine are in terrible shape right now. I'm sorry to tell you, because those people would eat food out of a coconut shell and then throw the coconut shell on the ground. Well, now they're eating food out of a McDonald's styrofoam and throwing that on the ground. And guess what? There's no such thing as garbage pickup in most countries.
What a sad situation.
And yes, it is. So as far as you can see in any direction, everything in the world is plastic in a lot of these remote places. So that was a really, really significant question.
Are you a big fan of Weston A. Price?
Absolutely. Now, he's, of course, talks about using healthy diets in an indigenous way, not necessarily vegan,
right,
but whole food.
Yes. Yes, and primitive style eating.
Exactly, which I really think is the best and most balanced and what I follow myself.
The question I always get from people about juicing is not one of whether they should juice, but whether they should replace eating whole fresh organic vegetables and fruits with juicing instead of add juicing into the mix. They want to know, well, should I just juice all my raw foods and veggies and just eat them, fruits and veggies and just eat them that way?
Okay, so I would say unless you're doing a specific detoxification cleanse where you will use juicing incorporated with other kinds of herb teas such as dandelion and burdock root for a specific amount of time, let's say 10 days or 2 weeks, the answer would be no. You can use juicing also. And in all of my books, such as Arthritis, the Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide, I have a very complete juicing section. And what I do is give very specific juicing recipes depending on what your issue is. Like for inflammation, and what are some of the diseases linked to inflammation, Carl?
Every disease, cancer, I mean, you name it, they're all linked to inflammation. And they're even saying now that diabetes has an inflammation link to it.
So can we even think of one disease process that is not linked to inflammation?
No, all modern chronic disease is linked to inflammation in one way, shape, or form.
You are 100% correct, Carl. So on page 80 in my book, I have the Rainbow Feather Veggie Juice recipe. And this is specifically to upregulate the P450 liver enzyme system, which is part of our detoxification process in our body that specifically breaks down circulating immune complexes that cause an inflammation response in our body. So this is a recipe for decreasing inflammation. So what disease is that going to be good for?
Every disease.
You got it. So although I have it specifically for arthritis, if someone has any other illness, this is also going to help
them. We had Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation, and one of the we were talking about a variety of different topics related to inflammation, and he even said that IBS is related to a type of inflammatory response in the digestive tract and in the bowels as well.
Sure
that,
is.
That actually perpetuates itself once it starts. So everything can be linked back to inflammation, and we know this. So let's even weight gain. There are people who can't lose weight because they can't reduce their whole body inflammation. They're holding tons of water in the form of edema.
That's so true.
So, okay, so let's talk a little bit about we actually have to take a break. I'm getting a hand waved at me here. We have to take a quick
break. Oh, I know how those guys are.
Okay,
go ahead.
Let's
do
this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk more about the importance of this particular recipe for enhancing the P450 cytochrome enzyme cascade. We're talking today with Dr. Ellen Cammy. We're talking about juicing, but this is much, much more than juicing. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at APPNUT.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines 3 of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these 3 agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you have not tried the Quest Protein Bar yet, you're missing out. This is an amazing protein bar that uses only the highest quality proteins, milk and whey isolate, 15 grams of fiber, and no sugar alcohols. Go to superhumanradio.com today. Click the banner ad and get 2 free full-size bars sent to you at no cost right from Quest. We've given thousands. They were close to 15,000 bars away so far. And everybody who gets them orders them. And it's not because they're under a spell. It's because these are the best protein bars in the world. Okay. We're talking today with Dr. Ellen Cammy. We're talking about juicing. But you're going to see that this is so much more than just juicing. Let's just go back just for a second, Dr. Kamiyam, and then we'll go forward. You know, I don't think a lot of people understand the value of upregulating enzyme cascades. And I've said this before, and it's worth saying again. I believe that the next big horizon on the anti-aging longevity future is actually manipulation of enzyme cascades, because as we age, enzyme cascades start to slow down. Dr. Robert Gorder actually cures various types of very, very aggressive cancers in Cologne, Germany, and he's a UCLA-trained physician who had to leave the country because they were giving him such a hard time with what he was doing, using hyperthermia therapy. And the reason that hyperthermia therapy works on cancer is when you run a fever, anytime you raise the body temperature a degree or two, you upregulate the cascades of enzymes that occur in the body, most notably the P450 cytochrome enzyme cascade. So let's talk a little bit about that right now. When you use this particular recipe that's in your book, does it upregulate everything, or is it something that systematically and selectively upregulates the production of some? Because obviously cyclooxygenase is one of those enzymes, correct?
Yes, and one of the things we find is that various vegetables actually act as specific nutrigenomic switches. And even if you should have, let's say, for a disease like cancer, a gene for that, you are in control because you can switch on those genes, which you don't want to do, or which how you switch them on is by not exercising, by having a negative attitude in life, and by eating fried foods and processed foods. So that specifically turns those genes on. But we can just as easily turn those genes off. And there are specific foods we can use, which are in the rainbow feather veggie juice, that act as nutrigenomic switch regulators. And what they do is increase the production of specific enzymes. That is one of the many things that they do.
Now, the type of arthritis that you're talking about in the book, are we talking about even rheumatoid arthritis, which is considered an autoimmune disease?
Absolutely.
Because let's face it, there is arthritis related to mechanical wear and tear of the body.
And that's really not the case.
Okay? I had a feeling that, so what I want to say to my listeners is, and there's some of you out there who have emailed me over the years and said that you've had this disorder and that disorder, and you realize that there's a nutrient link to it and that it's an autoimmune, you've been told it's autoimmune. Rheumatoid arthritis and lots of other autoimmune diseases such as fibromyalgia, this book would work for anybody in that category.
That's right. And, well, it's very specific. We have an entire dietary protocol specific for osteoarthritis and an entire dietary protocol and specific recipes in both for more of an autoimmune type of arthritis. But it doesn't really matter. You can use either of the recipes either way, although it can be focused as well.
Now, as we describe in the book,
there are specific diagnostics that can be used. By the way, I am a professor at Stony Brook Medical School, and I teach holistic medicine to physicians. I'm also a professor in botanical pharmacology in a master's degree program, which, by the way, if any of our listeners would like to improve their education level and get a master's in clinical nutrition, that particular course is now available online, and it's taught through New York Chiropractic College. So they can get in touch with me about any of that at naturalnurse.com. So, yes, this book, which is a bestseller and is also used as a medical school textbook, is called Arthritis, an Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide.
But again, there are things in this book that can be used by anyone who has an autoimmune disorder. Or am I wrong?
Absolutely.
About that? Okay.
Lyme disease, gout, fibromyalgia, lupus. Really, it's all the same thing. No matter what you have, you want to decrease inflammation.
And also, it needs to be said that a lot of these diseases, and I can't say all because I haven't done enough research to say unabashedly all these diseases, but a lot of these diseases are manageable when you change the way you eat. So obviously there is a nutritive aspect to these diseases.
Well, I will make a stronger statement. they are almost all completely dependent on what you eat.
Okay. Well,
along with what you think and how much you exercise.
You can say that. I don't have any accreditation, so obviously it has a lot more gravity when you say it. But okay.
Well, the thing is that it is scientifically proven. In the back of our book, we have thousands of studies from mainstream medical literature. So this is information that every physician has access to if they would read their own journals.
I'll be darned. But they will. This is not something that you'll hear from the average doctor.
Oh no, because the only information they hear about is whatever the drug companies talk about at the dinners they sponsor.
Let's get back on juicing for a second, okay? Is it adequate to juice every day? Do you need to juice a few times a day? Is it adequate to juice once or twice a week?
I'll tell you that. I'd love to give my rainbow feather veggie juice recipe really quick.
Oh, wait a second. Let me get a pen because I want to start
using
it.
Well, you know, even if they don't jot it down, you can always get the book. But just really quickly.
Okay.
We're looking at beetroot, beet greens, cucumber, ginger, very few carrots. This is not carrot juice, but maybe a couple carrots. Celery, fennel, parsley, cilantro, burdock root, which is also called gobo in Oriental grocery stores, or yellow dock root, lemon, spirulina, chlorella, and that's about it. You can just put that all in there. So it's going to be a little spicy, a little lemony. It's not going to be carrot juice. Okay, this
right.
is not all sweet. This is the real, real stuff.
Right. So it's going to be a little bitter and a little spicy.
Correct.
But how often should someone drink that?
A good question. So I have a busy life. I don't know about you, but I bet a lot of our listeners have busy lives. When you have a busy life, it is hard to juice every single day. So this is what I do. Even though all the juicing books, and Dr. Norman Walker used to always say, really juice is only good when you do it immediately, actually, I find it works great. I juice once a week. I make a lot, and I pour it into glass containers, which I then freeze.
Oh.
Glass jars, mason jars, so there's no plastic leaching. And if you don't fill them to the top, they don't break. I then freeze them right in my refrigerator door on that little thing on the back of the door. Then I take one with me every day when I leave. And then by the middle of the day, they defrost and I just drink them wherever I am, which is usually on the road at some point.
What about those who would say that the freezing is the same effect as pasteurizing? You're killing something that is necessary in the juice.
They're probably partially right. Okay. However, is it better to not have it at all
right.
or to have it a little teeny bit less? Now, I will say in terms of how it works, from my own and many thousands of people that I have treated in my 35 years in clinical practice, I have seen that it works. That I can tell you.
Right.
That it's excellent to have that juice, even if it's been frozen, versus not having it, or versus purchasing, let's say, a powdered green drink. That would be my third choice.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question kind of related, but on the cytochrome cascade occurs in the liver, the enzymatic conversions and so on. So does this juice have a direct effect on the liver itself?
Absolutely.
So could it be said that this juice also would have other positive effects on other important liver functions, like, livers are known to have receptors to rid the body of certain things and...
Well, that's their job. They're like a pool filter.
Right. Okay.
They actually filter all the blood. See, after the blood leaves the digestive system, the first place it goes when you're eating is to the liver to get filtered out any kind of toxin that's in it. So the more toxic substances we eat, like people who do eat junk food, truthfully, I don't and never have. I never in my life have. But people who do, what happens is the liver tries to filter those toxic substances out. Then what happens when the pool filter gets filled? Well, then the toxins flow out into the water. Similarly in the body, then the toxins flow out into the blood. And that's when we start to really manifest disease processes. However, the juice, as it goes through, actually it cleans out the liver of some of those extra accumulated toxins.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. So if someone wanted to use this juice and they were capable of either juicing daily or they followed your protocol where they froze some. Is it excessive to drink it a couple times a day, or is there a point of diminishing returns, I guess, is what I'm
getting at. That's a good question. I would say, you know what? You don't have to force yourself. If you take juice like that, about 8 to 12 ounces once a day, and you feel like that's enough, it's fine. If you are doing a juice fast, in our book, Arthritis, an Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide, we talk about many different levels of juicing. Like, let's say you just want to do a 2-day juice fast, or a 5-day juice fast, or a 10-day juice fast. Well, if you're going to do a real fast, then you're going to use juice maybe 3-4 times a day. If you're going to use juice as an addition to your very healthy daily lifestyle, once a day is plenty.
And I guess there are people out there who may be fighting diseases, and you know what happens when you're fighting a disease or a problem. You find something, you lock onto it, and you want to use it to a greater degree. And there are a lot of these new juicers now, celebrity juicers, that are designed to reincorporate the pulp of the vegetable back in, but you have to add water, obviously, in order to accomplish this. Otherwise, you end up with mud.
If you use a Vitamix.
Oh, I had a Vitamix years ago.
No, you just throw everything in, and that's it.
You don't have to incorporate anything. Well, you know what I'm talking about, right? The guy that did the talk show host, Montel Williams, he just came out with a new juicer, and my sister was using it one day, and the stuff that she had put in there, it ended up making mud. There wasn't enough viscosity or fluid.
So she just has to add a little bit more water.
And that's what she had to do. She had to add water. But what are your thoughts on that, with drinking the whole vegetable, everything, the pulp and everything?
So that's a great question. And, you know, I love all kinds of juicers. I have a whole collection of juicers in my kitchen. And my kitchen is specifically designed, however, because I've been into this so long, to accommodate that. So I have a big counter where I have a Champion juicer, because that's the best juicer for making, let's say, Carvel when my children were little. Remember, they're 40 now, so right. I don't make them Carvel anymore. But when that's how old this juicer is, too. So you put frozen bananas and strawberries, organic of course, through it, and it makes strawberry and banana beautiful Carvel, which is a wonderful dessert that you can have.
Wow.
And that you need a Champion juicer for. The Montel Williams juicer won't do that.
The Champion juicer looks like the old sausage makers at the Italian
pork stores.
It
does. And you know, if you live in a tiny apartment, it's not too practical, because where the heck are you going to put that thing? Then I have centrifugal juicers. For instance, I have an Acme juicer. That's a wonderful juicer if you want thin kind of more watery juice without any of the pulp in it. And I love juice like that. So I use my Acme. Now, the downside of an Acme is it's a lot of work to clean it. You have to clean out that inner rim, and little pieces of vegetables get caught in the screen.
Right.
Then there's more of the juicers like Jack LaLanne, which spit out the concentrate, and they're really nice and little and fit right on your counter. Those are the ones I tell people to start with because they're cheap, so it's non-threatening in terms of seeing if you're going to use it or not.
And they're easy to use, too.
Easy to use, easy to clean, great juicer.
Right.
And then if you want to graduate to something like, let's say, a Norwalk press, which all the real health foodies use, which presses out every single inch of all the nutrients in the pulp.
Really?
But that thing costs $700, you know. So there's so many, just like with cars. Some people like a Cadillac because it's comfortable. Some people like a little tiny car because it's good in gas. It's another whole realm of knowledge when you get into juicing.
Really? I didn't realize there were so many. And I didn't realize we had a break coming up again. We got to take another commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Dr. Ellen Cammy. You can learn more about her by going to thenaturalnurse.com, correct? Ellen?
Naturalnurse.com.
Naturalnurse.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Powerblock, the world's best dumbbell.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4930. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Ellen Cammie about juicing right now. She just gave an amazing recipe away. A gift. A gift. Especially for those of you out there who either are suffering from or know someone who is suffering from an autoimmune disorder, I think that it would pay to download the podcast if you're listening live and you didn't have a chance to write it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be listening to my show today, and I don't often do that, but I want to get that recipe down. Anyway, let's get back on the track. So we're talking about all the different types of juicers out there, but the bottom line is if you get a juicer at Walmart or wherever, and it's the Jack LaLanne style where it separates the pulp from the juice, that's adequate to get the ball rolling, correct?
Absolutely.
As it long really as you is. Juice. As long as you juice.
I always suggest people get, you know, it's not as excellent, but the thing is, especially when people are new to things, it feels threatening for most people, not everyone, some people are rich, but for most people to spend hundreds of dollars. But they'll usually be okay with spending about $80 to $100.
Right.
And then what I tell them to do, you know, some of them go, wait a minute, I love doing this. So then you can move to one of those heavy-duty ones. For instance, the one you discussed that Montel Williams is promoting is very similar to the Vitamix,
yeah,
but does cost much less.
Right. And,
so
and,
that's
and,
a very
and,
good choice.
But it doesn't, the Vitamix does so much more. I mean, it kneads bread. It has a, it heats things. It cools things. I mean, it's a big difference. It's a stainless steel. What do I want to say? Carafe or whatever you
yeah,
want to call it.
Yeah, and it has a much, much better, if it breaks, you know, take it back kind of thing.
Yeah, I had a Vitamix that lasted me like 7 years and then I sold it. I sold it at a yard sale one day. Somebody gave me $75 for it. I think I paid $300 or $400 for it originally. I forget what I paid for it. But back, Back then, they weren't as expensive as they are now. I'm giving my age away.
But
anyway, okay, so what would you say to people who just don't want to make the time to juice? You know, I got
in
so much.
In that case, I would recommend Nature's Answer is a brand, Nature's Answer, that makes an excellent green drink. That's just a powder that you can easily mix into water.
Huh.
That's what I would suggest, because that way, even on the road or you just don't feel like buying a juicer, you get a similar combination of organic green vegetables, and it's just in a quick and easy powder that you can mix into water or juice. So that would be, let's say, a second choice.
Is juicing fruit smart?
You mean using a lot of fruits?
Yeah, you know, people obviously people gravitate to sweets in this country, and a lot of times they're not going to juice vegetables, and then, so they'll juice fruits, you know, strawberries.
It's not the same, because when you start putting especially concentrated fruit juice in your blood, you are going to raise your blood sugar level. And a raised blood sugar level is just as important as inflammation in terms of creating disease.
Right.
So I would say we do use some fruit juices, but they should be watered down significantly and not at all if anyone has a tendency to either hypoglycemia, inflammation, or, of course, diabetes.
Okay. All right. So the bottom line is you shouldn't really bother juicing your fruit. You should, if you're going to have fruit, eat the fruit. That way the fiber and the pulp and everything else that's in it kind of slows down the gastric emptying, and obviously the onrush of sugar into the system.
And I do suggest, especially people with any kind of dysregulation or inflammation, which is almost anyone, to have some kind of protein source along with fruit, such as organic almond butter, even on a spoon.
Yeah.
When they're eating fruit.
And as a matter of fact, if I'm going to have something that I want to slow down, whatever it is. I could be having a whey protein drink, and I don't want it to hit my liver as hard, and I don't want gluconeogenesis to be upregulated so quickly. I'll take almond butter, almonds, or even avocado, and I'll eat that fat first, a good 10 minutes, 15 minutes before I ingest whatever it is that I'm trying to slow down. So I think that that's also wise to line the stomach a little bit with some fat before you have, if you are going to drink a fruit juice, for instance.
That's a great idea. And another thing is you brought up, Carl, strawberries. Now, strawberries, along with several other fruits, are ones that actually should never be eaten unless they're organic. And there are different lists. For instance, blueberries you can get away with that are non-organic because blueberries grow on a bush. Of course, you're always better off with organic. But if your choice was no blueberries at all, or non-organic blueberries. You can go with non-organic occasionally, but not strawberries, because the kind of pesticide that is used on strawberries is extremely carcinogenic.
Is it just the type? Or I know that there's some heavily sprayed crops, and there are some crops that don't require a lot of pesticides at all. Is it that strawberries are also heavily sprayed on top of the
That's type? All of that is true. And if you know how strawberries grow, they grow very close to the ground.
Right.
So they require additional spraying up to the day of using it. So it's a very bad idea.
Yeah, I had strawberries in my backyard, and I ran them over with a lawnmower all the time before I could get, they would get big enough for me to eat. So you're right. They're right there in the grass, actually, more than anything else.
Exactly.
What's your position on allergies and the link to inflammation? Do you think
very important? In our arthritis book, and that is Arthritis, the Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide. You can find it on Amazon.com or in your local bookstore, or check my website at naturalnurse.com. If you do go to naturalnurse.com, don't buy the book from there. Well, I think there's a link to Amazon because they actually have better prices than I can offer. So, you know, the best thing is to go to Amazon for these books. They really give such a great deal. But, you know, it depends on the individual person, of course, as well.
Okay, so talk to me a little bit about the linkage between inflammation and allergies for a second. I've developed allergies. Whenever I go to the Midwest, I have allergies, and they tell me it's to mold and stuff like that. And when I'm out in Phoenix, I don't have the allergies. I don't have the post-nasal drip and all that sort of stuff. Is there a linkage to inflammation in there?
Always. That's what an allergic reaction is. There becomes a slight inflammation, if it's a mild allergy, of the mucous membranes or the buccal membranes in the mouth, and that's what initiates the release of mucus. And that whole allergic reaction is completely an inflammatory response. So what we talk about in the arthritis book, we have a full and complete chapter called Diagnostics, and in it we describe the various tests that you should get from your doctor. You'll probably have to see a holistic doctor, such as an IgG food allergy panel.
Right. An immunoglobulin G.
Exactly, because most conventional physicians don't do that one at all. They just use a regular allergy test, which is an IgE. Now, those are immediate allergies that are pretty easy for a person to pick up for themselves. But the IgG are actually hidden allergies that don't manifest themselves until sometimes 72 hours after ingesting or being exposed to the offending allergen. So that could be something like wheat. Wheat is a big IgG initiator. And so somebody might eat wheat every day. So every day they get a response and they think it's normal life and that they feel horrible all the time.
You know, it's funny. A Life Extension Foundation introduced a food allergy test that's very reasonably priced to members. And it is both the IgE and IgG test all in one in a form of a blood spot test. It comes with a Wattman blotter and you do like six very large blood spots and then they test for about 260 different foods.
It's a very good deal, and I have sent many of my patients who don't have insurance to Life Extension. In fact, I was the featured practitioner of the month in the Life Extension magazine in the issue that Bill Clinton was on the cover of.
Cool.
So I've worked with their tests and their information many, many years. That is an excellent test to get done. Now, if you can get it done through your insurance, it's even better because then you don't have to pay anything.
Right. Obviously, free is always better. Now, let's talk about something else. Since you opened up the door to immunoglobulins, what is your opinion of raw unpasteurized milk from grass-fed cows?
Well, besides the fact that you can get put in jail for trying to drink it, is that
yes.
what we're talking about?
Yes.
Well, as you know, I lived on a farm, which was my farm when my children were little 30 years ago. We raised all our own food, and we drank only completely raw dairy products that we made from our own milk animals. Actually, I had mostly goats, not cows. But
okay.
Even if people have cow milk that they can get a hold of, it is so excellent. And it goes back to what you discussed earlier, Carl, with the live active enzymes, which are no longer in pasteurized, homogenized milk. And then it's another whole political issue about the fact they are trying to make real whole foods illegal.
I know. It's sad. And what does that say? You know, either the government is ignorant or there's conspiracy afoot, and neither one of those is good for people.
I am afraid you are so right.
Yeah. Tell me about what your opinion is. Well, you know what? I'm being waved at. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about GMO. I want to get your opinion on GMOs. We're
you
talking
got it.
Today with Dr. Ellen Cammy. You can learn more about her by going to naturalnurse.com. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under
under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Ellen Cammy. We're talking about juicing and much, much more. You can learn more by going to naturalnurse.com or look for her book, Arthritis. Simple one to remember. And even if you don't have arthritis, if you have an autoimmune disorder, or if you realize that the food you're eating is killing you, this is a great book to pick up, and you can get it at Amazon.com if needed. Okay, Dr. Cammy, what's your opinion of GMO? Every time I turn around, the government approves yet another. I think they just approved either alfalfa or spinach or something.
Oh, boy, don't get me started on that. You know, I was at Cornell University as a student when they started on the GMO research, which was in 1969, and then I was very politically active against it. So if you have any kind of concept of how deeply I am disturbed by this movement towards enhancing,
well, you know,
GMO.
What? Verbalize your fear. Why? I mean, if you talk to the pundits that are pro GMO, they say, hey, you know what? We're enhancing food with science. And obviously, my opinion is that we think that we know better than nature. And every time we do that, we get ourselves in trouble. Take a look at, you know, baby formula. But anyway, what would you say the real fear is? What is your real fear? Oh, what's the big deal about GMO?
Okay. Well, a big part of that is the fact that we don't know what it's going to do.
Right.
But anytime we are looking at what's going on, we're seeing that, for instance, in rat babies that are fed GMO products, in just a couple of generations, and of course it's going to take a long time to see just a couple of generations of humans, they start having some very severe birth defects and also die much faster and younger and are much more prone to all kinds of disease processes. That's in some of the initial research that has been done. But what's going on in a regulatory level right now, you're quite correct, Carl, to bring up alfalfa, because just last week the Obama administration, through the fact that all of his USDA admirals, let's say, the highest people, are all directly from Monsanto, by the way. They are all either former Monsanto employees or perhaps even currently on Monsanto payroll. And Monsanto is the organization that is promoting genetically modified foods. In terms of the alfalfa, it is devastating news, because it is the first time that something's going to be unleashed upon us, which we have no idea, that will massively spread, because if anyone's ever grown regular alfalfa, it becomes prolific wherever it is. And it can blow beyond where it's planted, so it will contaminate all kinds of crops everywhere. And this is the first time that this kind of thing is being unleashed on the world, completely deregulated.
I want to, first of all, I agree with you, and I've said numerous times on this show that we don't know the true effects of GMO because we're already formed. We're adults. We won't know until our children have children what the real effects of GMO are. But more importantly, what you just said about alfalfa, I want to take it a step further. One of the number one things that feedlots use to feed cows and pigs and everything out there is alfalfa. I mean, we were talking about, we may end up, even if you avoid alfalfa, you may not avoid the effects of GMO alfalfa if you're eating conventional beef. Or let's take it a step further. I know grass-fed farmers who buy organic alfalfa flake. You know, when I say flake, they call them flakes. They like leaves in a big bale when they don't have enough grass to feed their cows. So
exactly.
if the GMO alfalfa gets out there, and we already know about the pollination process because it does it in corn. You have a corn farmer on one side of the street and one on the other side. The one on one side is using Legacy seeds. The other one is using Monsanto Ready Roundup. Roundup Ready seeds, and the pollen blows across and it pollinates the crop. Next thing they know, they got this guy's growing Roundup Ready corn, and we know that because Monsanto comes in and slaps him with a fine for growing it without being licensed to grow
it. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yes, yes. I had Howard Vlieger on the show. I've had so many people talking about this, and it's so scary because what you're saying, alfalfa grows wild.
That's right.
It's like dandelion on the side of the road. It just grows everywhere. And if they GMO alfalfa, there's no telling how fast it's going to spread through the countryside.
Well, let's put it this way. It's done and deregulated. Now, anybody who's interested in this, I really think the person doing the best progressive work on this topic is Jeffrey Smith. And he wrote a wonderful book called Seeds of Deception, which goes deeply into the GMO issue. And he also has a great website called responsibletechnology.org, responsibletechnology.org, or seedsofdeception.com. You can find him in either space. And he's been on my radio show quite often and is really doing cutting-edge work about this. And all the science that's there, you can tap into yourself so that you know why. You know, sometimes people don't know why they're against it, like you said. You'll listen to it on, you'll listen to the Obama administration saying, oh, we should compromise, we could use both, we can use organic, we can use GMO. No, we can't. Because GMO is a scourge on humanity.
And interestingly enough, Bill Gates has a time capsule in Antarctica. Do you know about this?
Yes.
And he has legacy seeds in there. Non-GMO seeds. And I envision a movie about something that's actually going to happen in the future. I envision all of our food ends up GMO because of cross-pollination. And generations up the road, we see all the damage, shorter lifespans, mutations, and so on and so forth from ingesting GMO. And then the race becomes who can get to that time capsule and get those legacy seeds out and start growing real food again. Because what's happening is really this is the scariest. I mean, I know Codex is scary. Oh, we can't get vitamin C again. But this is even scarier because we can live without supplements if we have access to good, healthy food. But
if they take
healthy food away from us, we're gone.
This
civilization
is gone.
Well,
they have every intention of doing that.
Why,
Ellen?
Why?
Every intention of doing that.
Is it simply because of the corruption that influences politicians like Monsanto, like Syngenta, like the big, big companies out there that are all about profits and not about people? Is it simply because politicians are so easily swayed and their votes are so easily bought by corruption?
You know, I don't have the answer to that why. I really don't, Carl. And if any of our listeners do, please get in touch with me at naturalnurse.com because I have been, as you can see, I've been interested in this and seeking these answers for over 60 years. So I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, like lemmings as a race have a genetic marker to throw themselves off a mountain now and then. That's the only answer I can come up
with.
You think that
human beings are designed, every now and then we have to self-destruct and start again?
I don't see any other possible
answer. Oh, my God,
answer.
What an interesting concept.
Well, I just don't, you know, give me another one. I mean, why would we use the highest level of our intelligence and technology to do things that are self-destructive?
Wow, that is a really intriguing concept.
And I don't have the answer, so you tell me, please. But nonetheless, we can make a choice economically. Each and every one of us has the power of the purchasing pocketbook.
Bingo. That's right.
And so we can go on a rampage, join with Jeff Smith at Responsible Technologies, and join every single mailing list you can. Send it out to all your friends. And boycott genetic food, which is hard to do because
they won't
allow labeling.
I know. They made UPC codes for it, but then they never used it. Then they went and voted that they didn't have to use it. So there's no way to tell what's GMO anymore.
Well, we have to, you know, ramp up.
I don't eat corn. I don't eat beets. I don't eat soy because you can't tell if it's GMO. So I'm like, I'm not eating any of it. That's it.
It's difficult. But perhaps if we move with our purchasing dollars, you know, even if we look at something like Whole Foods, the fact that they have opened so many new stores all over the country, and they're maybe not perfect either, but at least they have a concept there of providing more organic food in a neighborhood. The fact that they're growing tells me that people are using their pocketbooks to initiate change.
I say it all the time. We vote with our dollars. We vote with our dollars. If you abandon certain foods, the manufacturers get the idea, and then they redesign and they try to meet your needs. So you vote with your dollar.
It's so true.
We're coming to the end of the interview. Let's plug your websites again.
So
I know it goes fast. I know. You know that probably from your show as well.
Every day.
I want you to promise me something on the air. Would you put me in touch with Jeffrey Smith?
Absolutely.
Okay. Would you email me his email address so I can have him on the
show?
I
sure will.
Okay. All right. Plug your website again. It's naturalnurse.com.
Perfect.
The book is Arthritis.
The Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide. And I've written 12 other books, which they'll see on the website.
Okay. So you can go to the website and learn more about the books. You can buy them at Amazon. Listen, I know you're a busy, busy person, and you made time to be on the show. I want to thank you so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you, Carl, and keep up the great work.
I will. Thank you. Take care, Ellen.
Bye-bye.
All right, so there you have it, Dr. Ellen Cammie. She comes in and fills us in with some really good information, gave you a great recipe, an amazing recipe, to increase the efficiency and operation of the P450 cytochrome enzyme cascade, the largest enzyme cascade in the body, probably one of the most important. And I know I'm going to be drinking that juice myself because I need all the health I can get at 52, soon to be 53. Okay. And we have another great show for you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Casual Friday, as you know. I will have my co-host, Elisa Profumo, in the studio with me tomorrow. And we will be covering topics that you want us to cover in a current events type format. And we're going to be talking about Super Bowl Sunday also, responsible snacking for your guests. So you're going to want to tune in to that. That is the end of Superhuman Radio today. We'll see you tomorrow with another show.